Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday, January 10th Coffee Table Show. I am Natalie. I am here this morning with Donna Lowry. Donna is the CC...
Executive Director.
Oh, wait. You're not on there. On the little handle. I think there's a little toggle switch underneath. There we go.
Hello. Hi.
Okay, take two. I am Natalie for our coffee table show today, here with Donna Lowry with our Norton Chamber. What is your official title? I always forget.
Executive Director.
Executive Director. I am so sorry. I just always forget what your exact title is. I just know you as Donna. So.
Hey, it's okay.
But Donna is here today to let us know about some great stuff that's going on at the Chamber. You know, they just got off of their holiday events, which thank you very much to the Chamber for all the great events you brought to our community. It was a great season, and we thank you for that.
Yes,
thank you. Do you want to give any shout-outs or anything for...
You know, there were so many people that helped, and, you know, especially like my ambassadors that make cookies and people that got out in the really, really cold, you know, and the businesses. I mean, the businesses are phenomenal around here about what they have and what they have to offer and how they offer it and their specials and sales. I mean, who couldn't ask for a better community?
And do you remember off the top of your head who won the decorating contest?
Decorate, oh man, I gotta think back now. So many things I brought on. Decorating contest was won by the bank.
Awesome.
With their Snoopy display.
Oh, yeah, that was neat.
Yes, it was.
Yes, they did a great job. And do you remember who won the ugly sweater?
Ugly sweater, I want to say, went to First State Bank.
Okay, I saw you were kind of doing a voting on it, and I didn't really see who ended up winning First State Bank. They always do so good.
Yeah, they do.
They're ugly sweater champions.
Yes.
But thanks again to the Chamber and everybody involved, all your volunteers, your crew, everybody in the planning, all the way from the planning, all the way down to decorating and getting things ready for all the events that you had. And thanks to Santa Claus for coming out. Thanks for you guys bringing Santa Claus.
Yes, it was wonderful.
That was a fun time. So thanks again. But you've got some great things that are coming up, too. You guys don't take so many time off. You keep things moving, and you want to give us... What do we have looking forward to?
Okay, so I'll start with travel and tourism. Okay. So travel and tourism decided to do a fundraiser this year. Before, they've done different things, gun raffles, things like that. This year, we figured what better way to promote travel and tourism in Norton than to raffle off a trip.
Well, there you go. That's a great idea.
Yeah. So what we have is a 4-day, 3-night vacation to the Lake of the Ozarks. So overall, this package is worth $5,000.
Wow.
You're going to get this stay at this incredible house on the lake. Yes, has several amenities. If you need to know all the details, I have brand new posters that I'm going to put up on the Chamber website today, and they will be spread out around town by this afternoon of what all it includes. Not only does it include the actual vacation and the stay, you're going to get $1,000 worth of vouchers to go towards gas, food, boating activities, if that's what you're interested in, all sorts of
stuff.
Got them
covered, don't you?
Yes. So basically, the raffle tickets are $50 a piece. We are only selling 200. So like, there's a limited amount of people that are going to be able to get these tickets. One of you are going to win. We're going to announce the winner on March 2nd. The trip itself is in August. It is the 1st through the 4th. So we try to do it like right before school, but after fair. So like everybody's, when you're ready for that break and like that final trip that you got to take with your family, this is for it. And this house accommodates up to like 12 people or more. So like if somebody wins it and they want to take their friends, that's totally cool. Like,
that's
and if you
nice.
Don't want to take a trip with your kids, take all your friends, you know?
No kidding. Yeah. Wink, wink.
Yes. Definitely.
But so if I buy a ticket and win, I can take my husband, maybe my sister and her husband, maybe a couple more people?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yes. That's awesome.
It's only $50 a ticket.
Yes.
For that great deal. So, and when do the tickets start going on sale?
They are on sale now. If you want a ticket, you stop by my office or you can contact any of my travel and tourism board members and they can get you hooked up with one.
All right. You can, stop by the office here right down in downtown Norton, or you could call 785-877-2501. Make sure someone's going to be around. Let them know you want some tickets.
Yes, definitely.
Nice. And then, so that is one of the biggest things you got going on. I love that. I'm going to get me a ticket.
It's exciting.
Nice. Yeah, and Lake of the Ozarks, beautiful country.
Yeah. Memories, definitely.
Perfect. And then what else do you have going on?
Okay, so I'm going to switch hats and go back to the chamber. So it's the beginning of the year. So businesses, it's time to get your dues in. We did send out letters the last week of December. If you're a business, or not even businesses, if you're with an organization or a club, nonprofit agency, and you didn't receive a packet, please call me at the office. We've had some hiccups with addresses or who they were supposed to go to, or a lot of things that got sent back and I don't have forwarding addresses to. And I would love to get you a packet and explain to you what we have to offer and what we want to offer you and how we can support your business or organization. Always call me 877-2501, or you can email me nortoncc@discovernorton.com. I want to get that information to you. Basically, this year, we have decided to go to an exclusive chamber membership. So in past years, we've tried to include everybody, you know, because we want the general welfare for the community is our most important thing. However, we feel like the businesses that are paying need to get what they deserve. And if I'm focused on everybody else, then they're not getting what they truly deserve. So,
and part of the chamber is to promote business.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And that's one of the great things for the businesses.
Yes,
that we have our chamber.
Definitely. So we're asking if you can have your dues in before February 1st. Our last cutoff date, I will not hassle anybody after March 1. But we will start calling you if you haven't got your dues in, or if you're skeptical, or if I haven't received any yes, no's from anybody. I'm going to start calling within the next week and just saying, hey, did you get this? Are you interested? What are you interested in? We have various packages from $100 to $1,200. And the other thing is if you are a member this year, you're going to get to the opportunity to be a supporter of like the car show, the golf tournament. But if you're not a member, you're not going to get that opportunity this year. So that's a downfall. So get a $100 membership and you can participate in all of our events or just one of our event. And we're going to support you and we're going to show you all the ways that we will support you and promote your business.
And does this apply to just current chamber members, or if you're not a current chamber member and you're thinking about becoming one, is now the good time to do that?
Now is a great time to get a hold of us. Definitely. Now, if you're thinking about opening a business later down the road and you open it in May or June, definitely reach out, because you know what? If you join the chamber, we're going to do a ribbon cutting for you. We're going to promote your business. We're going to get you in the newspaper.
You guys do a great job in promoting on Facebook.
Yes.
Go like and follow the chamber's Facebook page, because every day there are notices about different chamber businesses in town and what's going on with them. So
yes,
you guys do a great job on that.
Yes, and we always have room to grow. So if other people have suggestions too of what we can be doing, please reach out. I mean, we are so receptive. And that brings me to the next pages. I have been so overwhelmed and blessed this year with all the things that have happened, and I've had incredible help in the office with Amy and Dallas, and now what we're looking for is an assistant director. Like, I'm needing somebody to help me with some of those things because I've just been so overloaded. So if anybody's interested in a part-time job, pay is going to depend on how much you want to work or what your skills are. We can offer up to 35 hours, or if you only want a couple days a week, 6 hours a day just to do some stuff, we're more than interested to sit down and talk
nice.
With you. Yeah.
Very nice. So let's stay on chamber business. So something else you want to talk about as far as chamber business is concerned is your website.
Yes. So our website, it definitely needs some attention, and I'm so sorry that it's been lacking. But that is our general goal. By May, we want to have some major improvements done. So on the top of the website right now, it says we are under construction, because there are so many pages involved, and we're trying to get pictures updated. So if you have pictures you want on the website, send them my way too. We'll get them put on there. But we're just trying to do a whole remodel of the website, get some generalized things come in, put on there, kind of spruce it up a little bit. And then in May, after we've kind of gathered even more information, we actually have an intern that's going to come in and specializes in website design. And Norton is going to have a brand new look.
And your website is for promotion for your chamber businesses, and you have schedules on there to let people know what's going on around town. So that's exciting. I can't wait to see what they're going to do with your website.
Yes. And like you said,
there's a lot of work to
keep
up on it.
It is. And like you said, we do have an events page. If you have an event going on or coming up that you want put on that, just reach out. That is totally free. You can put whatever you want on our community calendar. And that goes out every month to businesses, what's coming up. It gets shared on the website page itself. It gets shared on our Facebook page. So if you have an event coming up and you just want to get the word out, it's free and cheap.
And it's not just events. You know, the Chamber page also has housing rentals. It has information about employment for Chamber businesses. There's a whole lot of information on that page.
Yes.
So check it out sometime, discovernorton.com, and you can see all the great things that they're doing. And it's even going to be better now. That's awesome.
Yes.
I can't wait till you get it done. And then also Chamber business, we want to talk about one big thing that goes on every year, and that's the Chamber banquet.
Yes, yes. So for those of you who were able to attend last year, we had Dueling Pianos, and guess what? They're going to be back this year.
Mandy and I are coming. We're going on a date, Mandy and I, because last year we were both out of town.
Yes.
We had to miss it, and I saw so many great things. We're so excited.
Yes, yes. I am so thrilled. It is going to be a blast. Now, the date is March 2nd. We're going to probably open the doors around 5:30 for happy hour and stuff. Outside of that, I don't have any like major details with it besides it is March 2nd. I do have tickets available at the office. If you're a Chamber member, that goes back to the membership thing. And a lot of people don't understand. I'm meaning when I say a Chamber member, if you work at a business, ask your business, are we Chamber members? And if they say yes, you can come into my office and buy tickets. We just want to make sure that the Chamber businesses are getting those tickets to the banquet this year.
Right. So since they are members, they should get first chance at the tickets. And then what if you don't sell out? What if you have some extra tickets?
If we have some extra tickets about 10 days before the actual banquet, we will open all ticket sales to the public. And with that also, we do have sponsorship tables. So if you're with a Chamber business and you want a sponsorship table reserved, you let me know and we'll get you those options given to you, and you can set up and tell me what you want, and we'll get it taken care of.
Yeah, and that's how Mandy and I get to go. You know, it's not just the owner of KQ&K that's a member. We're members, too.
Yes.
Yeah, because we're part of the KQ&K family.
Yes.
Part of the Chamber family also. Awesome. And that would be March 2nd, which I looked it up. I think that's a Friday.
It's a Saturday.
Or Saturday, yeah. It's a Saturday night.
First Saturday in March, yes.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. I can't wait. Mandy and I are very excited. We were so bummed last year, so now we got a second chance.
Yes, yes. It's exciting.
Awesome. And how much are the tickets?
They are $50 a person.
Okay, $50 a person, and you can buy those now. Stop
yes.
by the Chamber office. And then also you have down on your list here, you want to wish everyone a happy new year, especially after this last week. What a way to start the new year.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it's been crazy. But yes, we want to extend a happy new year to everybody. And a really big thank you for 2023, not just the local people, but people outside of our area for supporting our car show or our golf tournament. I mean, it really makes me appreciate this small town so much because everybody gives.
Yes, ma'am. We've got a great community. We've got one of the better communities, I think, as far as participation and community loyalty and togetherness. I think
yes.
we've got where we do really well here in Norton.
We do wonderful.
And, but we have a great Chamber to lead the way, too. So
we're trying. We always strive.
Okay, so a little wrap-up here. We want to remind everybody, Travel and Tourism is having a great giveaway, 4 days and nights on the Lake of the Ozarks. That sounds awesome. $50 a ticket. You can purchase those at the Chamber office. And then the dues are coming up.
Yes.
By February 1st, they need to get paid. And if you have any questions or you want to talk to Donna about what kind of dues you, what kind of a membership you would like to get from the Chamber, because she said from $100 to $1,200, so there's a lot to talk about. Call her, 785-877-2501. We're going to be keeping an eye out for the website update from the Chamber. And then we don't want to forget about the banquet. Tickets are on sale for the March 2nd Dueling Banjos. So you got a lot going on.
Yes, we do.
Busy, busy, and a lot of change, which is nice. And and you're hiring. Don't forget
yes.
that. You need an assistant to help you out. That's how much stuff you got going on. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's a good sign. If you need an assistant, that's a good sign that things are going great.
Yes,
right?
Definitely.
Well, Donna, thank you for all the hard work you do. Thank you to everyone in your office, all of your volunteers, everybody that helps you with every little thing. Because of them, I mean, you couldn't do any of it without every one of them.
Yes.
Everybody matters. So thank you to all of you for that. Anything else you want to add?
That is it for right now.
Keep an eye out for those posters for the Lake of the Ozarks, and there'll be more information on that on the posters. And also, don't forget to check out their Facebook page, because, like I said, they are so good about updating for their chamber businesses here. And so you can find a lot of information on their Facebook page. Like and follow them for all the updates. Donna, thank you.
Thank you.
Happy
so
New
much.
Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
I know. This is, you know, congratulations. Here's some snow, but it's you know, we're in Kansas.
Yeah, right? And it's only going to get colder.
I know, yeah. That, you know, we were telling people, it's, you know, the wind chills are supposed to be in the negatives.
Yeah.
So be careful out there.
Yes,
so.
Please.
In the meantime, thanks again, Donna. Have a great day, and good luck with all the great events coming up. Hope to see you at the banquet in March.
Yes.
And to everybody else, thank you so much for listening to KQ&K AM and FM and watching on Facebook Live. If you have any questions for Donna or any questions about the chamber, please call 785-877-2501. In the meantime, I hope everybody has a wonderful day today. The sun is out. It's so deceiving. It looks so nice out because that sun is so bright and shiny, and I'll even take the deceiving because it looks nice. But have a great day. Be careful out there. There are still some slick spots here and there, especially on our brick roads, yes. Brick streets. They're a little bit slick, so be very cautious. We are expecting a little bit more snow tonight, so keep an eye out for that. And in the meantime, you can check in with Mandy and I tomorrow morning for Party Line. Same time, same place.